Now we'll sing through the whole unit, one verse right after the other. Sing along with us.
But Peter and the apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. But Peter and the apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth.
But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Let every person be in subjection to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your soul. Keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. And Samuel said, as the Lord has much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams, for rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. This is Psalm 119.